皆様、本日はフィル・ヘンドリーエアをご利用いただき誠にありがとうございます。この飛行機は地上3万フィートを飛行してまいります。また通信、本日機内ではゴジラを用意しております。またパールハーバー。 And now, here's film。
Here you go, Tony. Here you go, babe. Live it. Love it.
To the prophecy of the one who will bring balance to the Force.
You believe it's this boy?
He can see things before they happen.
He can help you.
The Force is unusually strong with him.
He was meant to help you.
Anakin! Tell him to take off!
Will I ever see you again?
What does your heart tell you?
Are you sure about this? Trusting our fate to a boy we hardly know?
Anakin Skywalker?
That sucked. Okay, welcome back. 1-800-449-8686. I was trying to find my air horn because I wanted to turn it into kind of a festive event, you know, the Star Wars trailer. Since when's the last time you've heard it, right? What's the matter, Tony? You disappear? All right, I'll play it.
Meet Obi-Wan Kenobi.
See right there, he says, meet Obi-Wan Kenobi, then I want to blow the air horn.
Meet Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Senses, and then why can't you?
You hear a little...
Fear is the path to the dark side. Fear leads to...
Ah, get it out of here. I hate it. I hate it! I hate it. Excuse me. Oh, what are y'all scared now, man? What are y'all scared because I threw the cart across the room? Is that it? Are y'all bumming and scared? Let me tell you, I'm an angry man. I'm an angry man. Doesn't mean I'm going to do physical violence against you. I'm angry. I'm angry about a lot of things. I'll tell you, for instance... One of the things that angers me, from the time that I came here to this radio station in 1996, nothing energy-wise has been going in my direction. I have succeeded despite the negative karma flying around this place, despite the negative energy that infuses every nook and cranny of this building. To wit, right when I was playing that Star Wars trailer... When I was in Miami at the late, great WIOD, which, I mean, when I was there with the other guys, because I know it's a talk station, I don't know what the, anyway. When I was there, I'd reach for something, it would be there, and I could throw it on the air, and things seemed to flow. There was a flow. Then I got out to L.A., and I'm looking for my air horn to play with a Star Wars trailer. It's not there. It's never there. Nothing is ever right where I want to have it. When I roll the cart rack over here before the show begins, I want so desperately for the things that I need to be there. I have everything color-coded. Mike Crozier has put the stuff there so I can reach and grab, and there it is. Boom, 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 boom. But nothing has ever been quite there. It's always been a half second off, a half second behind, a half second ahead. It's never quite, timing-wise, ever really been there for 3 years, and I have succeeded despite that. The room sounds bad. The board is from 1847. I have three cart decks. It's fine. I understand that they put me at a news position. This is essentially where Ken does the morning news. This was not designed to be a magnificent production facility. I know that. And I'm not grousing. What I am saying is I've made the most out of it. I've made the most out of these little tiny turn pots. I have to use these little tiny pot knobs, not faders. Not big-ass fader knobs, but these little tiny things. They were designed for the hands of a dwarf. This was designed for if a chipmunk was working this thing. This would be the board that he'd want. Then you have the three-card decks, and I do what I do. I do the best that I can with what I got. For 3 years. Never gotten a new piece of equipment in here, except for the 360, the instant replay, which, quite frankly, is useless. I can't use this thing. I hate it. I think it's idiotic. The drops that are in it suck. It doesn't work. And it's just another thing that doesn't work. It's another thing that doesn't work on this show. And God forbid I walk in here on any given day and I ain't working, which is, you know, more often than not, then the whole thing goes up in smoke. The whole thing goes to pay TV. But right then, I was reflecting as I was looking for that air horn. I said, hey, you know what I'll do? I'll give Tony a break. I'll play that Star Wars trailer because it's kind of fun. Ain't heard it in a while. Tony's a big Star Wars freak. He's down with that, huh? How much money has it made? Who's actually seen it? Star Wars has made, what, $600 million? No one's seen it. No one has really seen it. No one has really gone in and stayed for the whole movie. I never heard anybody talking about that flick. Jar Jar Binks got more press and ink than anybody else in that movie. Do you realize that the most compelling thing about that film? Forget about whether or not you like Jar Jar Binks. That's not the point. The most memorable guy in that movie was that Jar Jar Binks cat. I say that guy is gold. They ought to sell that cat's action figures. They ought to be selling that dude's lunchboxes until the cows come home, because that's the cat that got that thing up off the mat. Liam Neeson? Let me ask you a question. With all due respect to Liam Neeson, who's a fine actor, I guess. What did he play in that movie again? Do you know? Do you remember? And the other guy, McGregor, and the other guy, whatever the guy's name is. Wasn't Ice-T in that flick? I think Ice Cube was in that. Wasn't he? I don't know who. Was Ice-T Jar Jar Binks, or was that Ice Cube? The mentor to Obi-Wan and Anakin. Whatever. Dude, the most memorable cat in that flick, Jar Jar freaking Binks, the guy that everybody was dumping on. That's the only thing I remember about that movie, and that's the reason why that thing made about $600 million. That's why I was playing that Star Wars trailer. But when I went to go for it and I'm looking for my air horn, it ain't there, because nothing's ever really where it is. It's not because anybody's conspiring truly against me. It's not. It's that the vibes in this joint are all off. I'm telling you right now, and I'm just talking about KFI in Los Angeles, not our other affiliates, all great people. And the people who work here are great. I'm telling you, this place is haunted. It's haunted, and it is infused with just bad vibes. And they got to bulldoze this thing. And we got to move it out of here and go someplace else. Bulldoze this building. I don't know what they've done, spent the amount of money that they've spent to redo the lobby. They've got brand new walls. They got new siding. They got new ceilings. What are they trying to do? They're trying to hip it up and make it look real, you know, all that for all the advertising and everything. The place is still bad news. Bad news. And the people walk around here looking depressed or under pressure. I ain't seen anybody walking around this joint looking happy. I'm telling you, there's something wrong with it. It could be in the air ducts. There might be the spirits of dead Indians living under this thing. But there is something not right with this joint. And it happened to me as soon as I got to work here. As soon as I came to work here 3 years ago, everything was off. The phones didn't work right. Every time I tried to work some bit on the air and I tried to move the fader so that the sound would be right, I could never get the sound right. I could never do these bits that I used to do because it didn't sound right in the headphones. I could never get a good pair of headphones. The mic doesn't sound. Nothing. It's just raw. Everything's wrong about the place. And right in front of me here, Gallagher hangs up. Even the sense of humor about this place is wrong. Ken Gallagher's got a picture of Adolf Hitler here. Whatever, man. What does that mean? There's no context for anything around here. That's why when I get off the air tonight, I'm blowing my brains out. Okay, that kind of wraps that bit up very nicely. 1-800-449-8686. That kind of killed 15 minutes. Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. We've reached that point in our show for our weekly film recommendations, viewing recommendations from you, the listener. You call us at 1-800-449-8686 and tell us which film you saw this week that you would highly recommend, one that you think we all should rush out and see. Now, I mentioned the last movie we saw was, actually the last two films we saw that were really truly of an adult nature, The Insider and Dogma. We did see The World Is Not Enough this past weekend with the kids, and I don't mean to sound like I can't have a good time. I can have a... It's a fun little view, but it certainly isn't anything that one would throw into the heavyweight classifications. You know what I'm saying? In other words, when you got Denise Richards as a nuclear scientist, everything is sort of either downhill or it's you know, you're hitting potholes. But I do recommend The Insider, and everybody who's seen that and doesn't like it, they all smoke. So what do you think of that? Everyone that I know who saw that film and thought it was slow and sucked and it was not compelling and it didn't have enough gunplay, they're all cigarette smokers. And guess what? It's got no gunplay and it doesn't have any sex. As a matter of fact, Al Pacino doesn't even yell all that loud in that movie. And I don't think that there's all that much effing and essing and MFing in it. It's just very dramatic and very tense, and it tells the story of one brave man's fight against a large corporation. And guess what? It's a great movie, and you ought to go see it. And it's only made $14 million, and it'll probably stink it up at the box office. It's still a good flick. And then we saw Dogma, which doesn't make any real heavy point. It's just funny. The flick is about everything. If you're raised Roman Catholic, it's about everything that you ever talked about when you were raised Roman Catholic. It's about, is Jesus black or white? Is God a woman or is it a man? What are angels? What are they like? And it satirizes and lampoons. How come there's no phones ringing when I just said I want your film recommendations for the week at 1-800-449-8686? How come the phones are not ringing? Or are you waiting for Phil to shtick you a little bit? Is that it? Hell, I ain't going to call up because I know what's going to happen if I do. Give me a call here. Everybody, you know, the problem is nobody wants to look like an idiot. So you guys, all you wind up making me look stupid. Just call up and tell me the flick that you like. 1-800-449-8686. And if you don't live around a movie theater, after you get into town and see one, call me then. So where was I? Hey, Dogma. So yeah, it was about all that stuff. You know, and the way we used to lampoon all the priests and the archbishops. George Carlin does a very funny turn as the Monsignor of one of them churches, which is where the angels are going in. So I would say this, it's a funny movie, okay? And I'm not all that familiar with Kevin Smith. I'm not a Kevin Smith freak. I didn't see Clerks. I ain't seen Clerks yet. Somebody keeps promising to bring it in so I can see it, namely Michelle Cube, our executive producer, but I guess she's forgotten all about it. One of these days, Michelle will bring that in. Hey, I tell you what, you get your Mallrats back when I get my Clerks. How about that, Michelle? No, seriously, funny movie and, you know, obviously an up-and-comer and all that bull crap. Okay, 1-800-449-8686. Let's go to our first call here. Laguna Beach. Hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, Phil.
How are you, pal?
Great, thanks. Great. You're going to see Sleepy Hollow, man.
Yeah, you know, that's not a kid movie, though, is it?
That's not a kid movie because the heads were really rolling in that film. Yeah, but
that's the heads are rolling.
They were.
Ain't that the way that they...
Literally, they were rolling down the little Sleepy Hollow walkway, so to speak.
They're rolling down the Sleepy Hollow walkway?
Yeah, well, when he would come approaching his victims and he would slice their heads off, they would actually roll.
Hey, you know, the trailer and the thing looks awesome because it looks very atmospheric.
Oh,
all that.
The setting, the scenes, that visually was a beautiful movie.
Do you know anything about that story?
Just the book.
Okay, was Ichabod Crane a teacher?
He was actually a police, what they would say, almost like a criminal pathologist of our generation.
Uh-huh.
But for... in that time, and he would go and investigate crime and murder scenes, and he really wanted to be like a person to do autopsies and figure out why people died and how they died.
Oh, yeah?
And it was interesting because he went to Sleepy Hollow to investigate all these crimes, and he'd bring all these little gadgets that he made for himself that were not even invented by anyone, but just by himself. And he would investigate how this person, you know, had his head cut off.
But in the Washington Irving's book, I thought he was another kind of profession. Oh, he was a cop. Is that right?
Exactly.
Oh, okay, cool.
It was very interesting and well done, brilliant. I think it was one of Tim Burton's better films. Kind of reminded me of Edward Scissorhands, so to speak.
And yeah, well, you know, he's always doing that. Kind of, well, like Batman or something, man.
Yeah,
all
Batman,
that,
too.
That weird-ass, slow, dark stuff.
But Johnny Depp and him work together really well.
Those guys are great, man.
They are.
Depp's funny.
Depp
and people say
too.
That they didn't dig Ed Wood. Ed Wood was a riot. I love that movie.
It was a great movie. Martin Landau really kicked ass
That flick kicked ass. And he says, well, Tim Burton really needs... You know, they say, Tim Burton really needs a hit because... Well, what exactly constitutes...
Hit after hit, I think.
Well, what exactly constitutes a hit, man? That was a good flick.
It was. Well, maybe because it was in black and white and it was just so offbeat, people just couldn't get into it. But
well, what, did it only make $50 million? Is that it? In other words,
if that.
That sucks.
It does.
All right, brother.
Thanks.
Take the mics. So there you go. We got a movie there for you, Sleepy Hollow. The kids want to go see that. And, we, of course, we can't take them to see it because there's too much blood and gore and guts come spilling out. Instead, we'll go and take them to see a revival there of Payback with Mel Gibson. Well, there's a real... Now, that's a kid-friendly movie, isn't it? 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Let's go to Chatsworth. Hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yeah, Phil. The last guy that talked about Sleepy Hollow doesn't know what he's talking about because that movie, you don't get to go see it if you're a kid. And the whole reason...
That he exactly said that you can't see it if you're a kid.
That's what I mean. You're not allowed to see it if you're a kid. That guy didn't know what he was talking about. Because
he said it's not for kids. It's R-rated. So you can't go and see it.
That's what he said.
Get out of here. 1-800-449-8686. Solana Beach on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hey, Phil. I wanted to recommend Being John Malkovich. It's a fantastic, well-acted, great, hilarious movie.
I heard it's really a great flick, and I don't want to drop any names, but I guess I will. Spike Jones, the director of the film?
Yeah.
You aren't him, are you?
No.
Okay. He had his secretary call here and invited me to the premiere.
Flattering.
And listen to what a dumbass I am. I said, Spike Jones, I ain't never heard of that guy. You sure you ain't talking about Spike Lee? She goes, no, I'm calling for Mr. Spike Jones, and he'd like to invite you to the premiere of his film, Being John Malkovich. I said, well, you know, I work on, listen, this is me. I'm sitting going, I'm sorry, I work at night. You know, I can't really make it, but thanks for the, would you please tell him, Mr. Jones, I thought it was a gag or something.
Had you not heard of the movie until then?
I hadn't heard of the flick, and I hadn't heard of the guy. I hadn't heard of nothing, and this cat calls up, very nice guy, and she said, I said, hey, would you please thank Mr. Jones? I appreciate it, but I can't. I got to go to work. And she's like, whatever, asshole, and that was that.
So you're really winning friends and influence.
Exactly. Big time. Phil Hendry Show.
Buonasera. Vi ringraziamo per aver scelto di volare con Phil Hendry Air. Voleremo ad un'altitudine di 30.000 piedi e cappuccino. Il volo di stasera offrirà Al Pacino e, devo inoltre annunciare che, Mafia. And now, here is Phil.
Hi, Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Just because your talk show, whichever it may be, has really interesting and rockin' bumper music doesn't necessarily mean the show is hip or interesting. Just remember that. For instance, our show tonight, 1-800-449-8686. Let's go to Hermosa Beach on the Phil Henry Show. Hi.
Yeah, Phil, Being John Malkovich blew on ice. And
all right, thank you for cranking me again. Would you make sure that guy doesn't get through? Would you make sure that squeaky voice kid or whatever he is, Being John Malkovich, blew on ice? By the way, Mr. Jones, if you are listening, can you believe what an idiot I am? Of course. Of course you can. We're having a housewarming party. You're invited. Seriously, though, the guy called. He didn't, but his secretary said. And I'm not trying to. Basically what I'm saying here is that I'm stupid and that I have one fan in the film community. That's all I'm saying. One, and only one, Spike Jones. And he may not be anymore. But he had called, his secretary had called. I keep saying he did. His secretary called and said, you know, you're invited. And I said, geez, I don't know who. Spike Jones. Oh, that's great. I was thinking of that cat that was the band leader. I was completely, you know, completely lost. Well, they'd like to invite you to the deal. I said, well, that's really nice. I got to work. Please extend my condolences to, you know, whatever the hell I said. And, that's the last I ever heard from their office. Here's Memphis on the Phil Henry Show. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, ma'am. How are you?
I'm all right.
Good deal.
I was going to suggest October Skies.
October Sky. Wow, okay. What's
it's
that about?
A real heartwarming movie.
Have you got your radio turned up, dear?
No, I don't. I'm on a cell phone, so it may be staticky.
Okay, no problem. Go ahead. So it's a heartwarming film?
Yeah, it's real good.
Sounds
the best I've seen in a long time.
Is that about the space program, correct?
Yeah, Yes, it's about this boy building rockets.
Yeah.
And he finally achieves that goal.
Outstanding.
And his dad the whole time isn't real supportive, and then in the end, he turns out to be supportive.
Oh, and so the kid realizes his dream, and it brings him closer to his father.
Yeah, it does, because his dad is a coal mine worker, and he always wants him to do that, and he realizes that he's different, but his dad is really his hero.
Is that a is that film a true story?
Yeah, it is.
Who's it about? Is it a famous man?
I can't even think of his name. But it tells what they're doing, and the school teacher was great in it.
Mm-hmm.
Her character was wonderful.
My producer, Mike Schaefer, is writing, the guy isn't famous, but he did go on to work for NASA as a navigator or an engineer or something. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Well, thank you. We got October Sky. Is that still out? I guess I can go to the video store and get that one, huh?
Yeah, we did.
Okay, dear. Thanks for calling. Bye-bye. 1-800, so there, October Sky, 1-800-449-8686. Here's Los Angeles on the Phil Henry Show. Okay, the next time, wait a minute, is he there? Phil Henry Show, hi.
Yeah, October Sky sucked the North.
Okay, the next time that that guy gets on the air, you're fired. I just had the lady on. She was recommending it, and I'd like to see it. 1-800-449-8686, Pasadena on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
October Sky was the biggest piece.
All right, thank you. That's it. Tony, go in there and scream. Jesus. Las Vegas.
It sucked really bad. And I think
Anaheim.
A real piece of crap.
San Bernardino.
I wouldn't watch that thing with your eyes.
What is this kid calling from like 16 different cities now? Is this what I have to deal with? Is this, in other words, what I have to deal with now? That one man is able to call from six or seven different cities? That one man is able to be on six or seven different lines? Is this what's going on with my life now? Just watch Santa Barbara on the Phil Henry Show.
It really sucked up.
San Luis Obispo.
A real piece of crap.
Bakersfield.
And I hate you.
All right. I got to take a break. And when I come back, if I hear that kid's name or voice, or whatever that is, one more time, I'm going to commit homicide. All right? Just a fair warning. This is the Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Stand by. I'll be right back. Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Get. And now let's go to Santa Barbara on the Phil Henry Show. And if this is that kid, Santa Barbara, hello?
Hi, Phil.
Hi, how are you, ma'am?
Good. I just wanted to recommend American Beauty.
I saw it. Loved it.
Yeah, it's a great film.
Man, out of sight. Great movie.
Yeah,
great cast.
Anyone who hasn't seen it, really, go see it. It's a
tremendous. In fact, big fat Emiliano, who is the producer of the morning show around here, I said, you got to see this American Beauty. Kevin Spacey hits a home run. He's like, it sucked. I said, what is it? It was mediocre.
No.
Mediocre. It's that movie had everything that I love in a movie. In other words,
it's really amazing.
It really surprised me.
Me too.
The acting was tremendous.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
Who is the actress that played his daughter? Thora Birch, is that her name?
Yes, that's her name.
How old is she? 17?
I'd imagine.
What do you think about a 17-year-old actress disrobing?
Well, it was sort of artistic, so I thought it was appropriate.
Okay.
It wasn't, you know, distasteful.
True. Very true. She's underage. I know Mina Savari, however you pronounce her name, is like 21 or something, or toward 19 or 20. Mm-hmm. But no, Thora Birch is like 17, man. She's not 18. I thought she was, too.
That's strange. That seems illegal.
Who do you think was the strongest in that film, the strongest actor or actress?
I'd have to go with Annette Bening.
Wasn't she good?
I think she was so great and powerful, and she just fit the role perfectly.
You know who I liked?
Hmm.
Chris Cooper, who played that Marine Corps father.
Yeah,
he was like,
sure intense.
That dude was intense.
Very much so.
Wes Bentley is great.
Mm-hmm.
Played the geeked out son.
Right.
Where's that guy going now, man? Is he like he's gonna hit the heights now? That cat's gonna write his ticket, I would imagine.
I hope so. He's a good actor.
Very good flick. I loved it. Thank you, ma'am. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Let's go to Hollywood on the Phil Henry Show.
American Beauty sucked a major league.
Please, God. Please, God. Please. San Francisco, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
American Beauty is the...
Do I have to... What do I got to do now? Do I got to go into the bathroom and start taking pills? Do I have to start swallowing whole jars of pills? Please make sure that that guy doesn't come on the air anymore. That's all I'm asking. All right, here is Walla Walla, Washington on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi. Wow,
hi.
You're broadcasting from the mother source. It must make you radioactive being there. I'd recommend The Messenger.
Thanks for your call. Here is Downey on the Phil Henry Show. Hey. Hey, hey. Yeah. Downey on the Phil Henry Show. Hi.
Hello?
Yeah.
Phil, The Matrix was phenomenal.
The Matrix.
I know it was a long time ago, but it's the best movie I've seen.
Why is that? I mean, what are we talking about? Special effects extravaganza? A computer
special
enhanced?
Special effects with a great story to go with it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well,
and
what's
Keanu didn't suck.
Well, what's the story?
Have you seen The Matrix?
No, I ain't seen it.
You're kidding me.
No, I'm not kidding you. I will not see that movie.
Why?
I'm afraid of it.
The Matrix is the best movie of the year, by far.
I'm scared of it. On principle, I'm frightened of it.
You shouldn't be. You'll be okay.
Well, what's it about?
All right.
What do they do?
The Matrix is this computer world, sort of, and humans are asleep, and their minds are in this computer world that these robots have made so they can suck the life energy out of humans.
Humans are asleep?
Yeah. They're like in a coma.
Okay.
And these robot guys... Well, not really robots, these machines, these computers have created this fake world that we live in our minds.
Yeah.
And that's what the Matrix is. And then a few people realize it, and they wake up, and then they go back into this little world, and they're kind of like superheroes, and they battle the bad computer bad guys.
And then what?
And, you know, lots of cool fights, good kung fu, special effects, explosions, chicks.
Then what?
The good guys win, bad guys lose.
Then what happens?
Then Keanu flies.
Okay, cool. I'll check it out, man. The kids came back, and they were, like, raving about it, man. They said it was outstanding.
Yeah.
And I wanted to go see it, but I'm getting dragged off to see, you know, art movies. So every time I get my shot, I'll have to take my wife over to see that. Cool. Then what happened?
After the credits roll?
After you walked out of the theater, yeah. No, okay, great. I'll go see it. Thanks.
Thanks.
Bye. That dude from Walla Walla, man. I couldn't hang up on him. Even when I wanted to hang up on the guy, he starts off with "you're broadcasting from the mothership down there. You must be radioactive." A whole lot of jive ass. And I just said, get out of here. And even when I tried to hang up on him, I couldn't. I could hear him going in the background. This is what I mean about this radio station. I can't even hit this stinking Simitrex so that somebody will go off the line. This is... God, I'm unhappy. God, am I unhappy. I'm so unhappy. God, I'm miserable. I work hard, and it's like the tighter you squeeze it, the more it feels bad. No, the tighter you squeeze it, the more the sand runs through your face. I don't know what I'm trying to say. It's the Phil Hendry Show. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Here's Miami. Hi.
Hey.
How are you?
How's everything?
Great, sir.
We miss you here desperately.
Well, I'm there.
No, I know that, but I'd rather have you during that afternoon deal.
Yeah, when we did afternoon drive. That's back when people had faith in me.
You know something?
When I was in Miami, people had faith in me, and well, I did afternoon drive.
I know they did.
But they're rolling me a 9 to noon there.
Yeah,
see, in Miami, they're not afraid of putting you on during the daytime.
No, of course not.
You know, but here in Los Angeles, well, now we can't be having that crap in the middle of our groovy day.
Not when I used to live there.
No, they had a lot of crap on the air in the daytime when you were here. Still do, as a matter of fact.
It was quite a bit.
So what do you got, sir?
I'm going to give you several right here real quick. The Bone Collector, number one.
Really?
Fantastic.
And that's about a serial killer, right?
Well, basically, it's about a pathologist who teaches a cop to become a pathologist, Angelina Jolie.
Yeah.
Which she can put her shoes under my bed anytime.
Right.
Yes, it is about a serial idiot. But I'm telling you right now.
Oh, it's not about a serial killer. It's about a serial idiot.
Yeah, well, that too.
That's Tony Sorrentino, my engineer.
Really?
Each day of his life is just one act of idiocy after the next, inflicted upon the world. Okay. I ought to check that out.
The other one is this. If you think the Catholic Church should worry about dogma, they should be worried a lot about stigmata.
Which is like nobody's going to see that, so who cares? You know what I mean?
Well, you know something? When it first came out, it was jam-packed down here.
Really?
Oh,
yeah, I think that movie kind of just petered out a little bit, if you'll pardon the use of the term. Just is not happening, but I'll look for that, too.
It's a great movie.
For a double whammy on being personally offended and upset.
Yeah, well, I can tell you right now, Dogma was good. It was funny. If they can't take a joke, they got a problem.
Well, they can't take a joke, and they do have a problem. Thank you, pal. Thanks for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Burbank on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, that movie, Bone Collector, was...
I'm going to kill somebody. The kid, you, I don't know what. Manhattan Beach on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Phil, I got to disagree with the last guy. The Bone Collector absolutely stunk.
Just boned.
Oh, most predictable movie I've ever seen. I've seen, you know, episodes of Walker, Texas Ranger that had more suspense than this movie. What a disaster.
So what was wrong with it?
Well, I predicted the killer the first time he was on the screen. You'd say to yourself, you know, why is this guy in the movie?
That's a bad thing when you know who did it right away.
Sure enough, he's the killer.
Yeah.
Full of cruelty. It was just, you know, a bad
movie. Was it too violent?
Well, it's violence against innocent people, which is just kind of,
Yeah, meaning, you know, it was gratuitous, is what you're saying. You're looking for the word, but you're not saying. It was a gratuitously violent film.
Okay, I'm not that articulate.
No, but that's what everybody, talks about when they say that they don't like a violent film. It is gratuitously violent, meaning there is meaningless violence in it.
Exactly.
Did not further the story, nothing.
No, this is bad.
All right, pal. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye. Okay, here is Newport Beach on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, I thought the Bone Collector was the bitches.
Okay. You're fired? You're fired. Who else? She's fired in there, too. I see anybody else on my way out of here, they're fired. 2 on the Phil Hendry Show.
It really was. You.
Phoenix on the Phil Hendry Show.
You should go see it.
Port Hueneme on the Phil Hendry Show.
And another thing.
Point Magoo on the Phil Hendry Show.
Really?
Oxnard on the Phil Hendry Show.
You should go see that movie.
Catalina on the Phil Hendry Show.
Really?